All right, today we'll be covering Matthew, our Matthew survey. This is Matthew survey class number 7. We'll be in chapter number 7 and verse number 1. Judge not that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite? Now pay very close attention to this instruction. First, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and you'll be all finished. No, that's not what it says. And then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. You certainly do need to help your brothers in Christ become more Christian, to become more mature in their Christianity, to grow, to be cleaner. There are judgments that need to be made, and we oftentimes in our Christian lives need guidance from other men. We need other men to make judgments in our lives that we haven't yet made for ourselves, or we actually can't make for ourselves because we don't see clearly in all instances. But the Bible says the man that has to judge and the man that needs to judge, he has to have judged himself first. And that is what this scripture says. The Bible doesn't just say, judge not that you be not judged. That's not the end of the matter. The Bible also says, judge righteous judgment. And so there's lots of verses along those same lines. So you want to make sure you've got all the viewpoints covered before you just outright say, well, you know, I don't want to judge nobody else. No, sir. The Bible says, first, cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. So there is a right way and a wrong way to go about helping one another in the Christian life. And oftentimes that does take a little bit of judgment. Verse 6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Small comment on this section here. I often hear the question asked, why would God give the English people such a good Bible? There's nothing special about English. And those are good arguments. There are no perfect languages upon the earth. But I often refer to this passage of Scripture when somebody asks me why I'm so confident in my English Bible. And there's nothing special about the English. It just so happened that the English sought for it and put in the work to find it. And the Bible says, if you'll seek, you'll find it. I believe if the not just a French person, or not just a German person, or not just an Arabic person, but I believe if the Arabic people, or the German people, or the French people were as serious about knowing God's Word as the English were in their day, then they would be visited with the same blessing that we, the English people, were visited with when God gave us a great English translation. Changed the world. Yes, it did. Verse 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate. This is not the straight as in a straight line. This is the straight, which also means narrow. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight, which means narrow. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets. This verse number 13 and 14 goes with another passage in the Gospels that says that Jesus Christ is the way the truth and the life. It's not a Broadway. Christianity is not a Broadway. Going to heaven when you die, reaping an everlasting reward, is not a broad, all-encompassing way. It is a narrow way and a straight way, and Jesus is that way. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. That's a good modern example of this is all of the social upheaval in our country, the United States, over the last several decades. Men have been talking about equality and equal rights and been talking about all sorts of things racial, all sorts of things religious, all things social and political, and it's inclusion, 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 rather than division, as the Lord said He'd come to be a divider. Well, in this case, you see all this talk of helping people, and people are continually being put in prison and put into ghettos, and you hear all this talk of equality and everybody being treated well, when at the same time, the only thing that's happening is people are losing their morals, their virtues are being broken down, the principles of our society, the Occidental culture is being broken down, and people, the fruit of this social gospel that's been preached in churches and in our politics at the same time is tending to destruction. And you can look at their good words and fair speeches, but you can see nothing but the fruit of ungodliness is attached with it. So that's what it's talking about here. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cut and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. God's going to judge these people for what they've done in society. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And I'm very thankful that in the dispensation that we live in this day and time that we live in, the Lord has told us, the thing that the Lord has commanded us to do is to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll be saved. And I'm so thankful that we're not trusting in our own works in the economy of the church. We're not trusting in our own works to get into heaven in that day, but we're trusting in the works and the merits of Jesus Christ. And so you do see a millennial and even a tribulation application to some of these things here in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Notice it doesn't say, depart from me, ye that have not trusted in Jesus Christ. There's doctrinal differences, dispensational differences here that you have to be careful. You can apply any of these in the church age when it comes to principle, when it comes to ideology, when it comes to Christian discipline, you certainly can. As far as getting into heaven, we don't get into heaven in this day and age by our works. And we understand that. We certainly do understand that. We get to heaven by the works of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament, you're connected to God through the belief of Abraham, the Abrahamic covenant. But that's going a little bit further than the scope of this chapter. Let's move on. Verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Of course, we understand that rock to be Christ. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Thank you for joining me today.